Good afternoon. Today is Friday, December the 12th, 342nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods. Hey, guy.
Hey.
It sounds like you've been busy.
We have been busy.
At least with the sirens we've been hearing.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Kind of stuff.
Right, with the storm and responses connected with that. It's been busy.
Well, guess what we're going to talk about.
All right. I'm ready.
That and who's going to be in front of the lead position in the parade tomorrow.
Okay, I can answer that one too. You can guess who it might be. Something large with two drivers.
Not Eddie.
No.
No. Good. We'll find out who the players are when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ken Woods. But before we do, let's see if we can find some life and death. That's a good category.
That works.
Yeah. Solzhenitsyn. Boy, that's been a long time
well
since
said.
We heard him, right?
I think he's been locked away somewhere.
Yeah. always the optimist. Quote, "The line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being, and who is willing to destroy a piece of his own heart?"
Wow.
Yeah, a little something for the holidays.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, rather than what you were anticipating, what did you end up having to do yesterday, today,
in
association with the wet?
We ended up dealing with a lot of wires down and wind-related calls more so than anticipating with flooding, and particularly out in the Elk River area, things were not what we were originally ramped up to be. So, you know, people wake up in the morning after the wind and they find wires down on their car that they want to get into or wires down on their sidewalk. And, you know, appropriately, they call us. A lot of times it is cable wires and they're not energized, but always better to be safe than sorry. We don't want people touching those, trying to get in their car if a wire's on top of it, trying to move a wire, anything like that. So a lot of those types of calls. We had some vehicle accidents as well related to the rain. But, you know, overall, we were busy, but we did very well and not nearly as it didn't materialize as to what we thought it might have been.
Yeah, I would imagine with a car, I'm going to use that word crash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Waters never got to me.
Right.
That more than anything, it's probably people just kind of being a little brain dead.
Yeah, people just going too fast.
Were they frustrated at themselves when you guys would show up, or were they just kind of mad at the world?
Yeah, you get the whole range. You know, you get people that are embarrassed, that are definitely frustrated, that they realize they made a mistake, they're going too fast, they weren't paying attention, as you say, maybe a little brain dead. And then you get the other side that maybe they were the ones that got hit, and they're not quite as happy about it. So you get the whole range at vehicle accidents, and of course, depending on the extent of injuries, that plays into it as well for us. And we're, you know, the patient safety is number one for us, and then we'll look for the property damage issues and how do we go from there, how do we mitigate if there's a fuel spill, just as protecting our guys from the traffic. Well,
it's that wet.
Yeah, it floats on top of the water, so it's going to be the sheen.
Oh, so you don't burn it off then?
Yeah. No, not with the rain.
Not like the old days.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. Right.
How many jaws of life do you guys have?
We have five sets, so all our first line apparatus have extrication equipment. In fact, just today out on 101 at Indianola, we had a vehicle accident with extrication. Had to use our jaws of life to pop open a door out there. But all our frontline apparatus carry it, so no matter who gets on scene first, we can start that process and have the tools there necessary to begin to get inside a vehicle and start to treat the patients.
The equivalent of a Sawzall. What is it? Is that Sawzall, kind of like a commercial grade or a fireman grade Sawzall?
It is. We really don't use those anymore. More so, we have the jaws of life, but we have what's called a hydraulic cutter as well, which is like a giant pair of scissors that will cut through pretty much anything.
Okay. Well, it's kind of the same thing then, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a little more efficient. Yeah, and okay. It'll cut, as I say, it'll really cut through any high tension steel, any types of products out there on the road, and it's pretty efficient.
You mentioned Indianola. Was it somebody trying to shoot across that got popped?
You know, I wasn't out there. I just heard the dispatch and the guys out there, so I don't know the specifics of it. I know we did have two vehicles with one person trapped in one of them, and you know, we extricated, popped the door off, and they got the victim out that way. Moderate injuries.
You almost said blasé.
Well, you know, could have been worse.
Fair enough. So now that the ground is all saturated, do you guys have any specific concerns associated with that? Obviously, it's not going to be quite as apt to catch fire.
Yeah, no. Our number concern is getting there to the scene.
Oh, the muck.
Particularly, yeah, when you get out towards Elk River and then up Greenwood Heights, some of those areas where we have driveways that are not only wet, but then you have the down branches and leaves from the trees, and it makes it very slippery. We had an engine just the other day out in Elk River that got itself stuck in a narrow road area. The road was just too slippery. They got in there and couldn't get out. We had to get a wrecker out there. But, you know, that's our biggest concern, getting the proper type of apparatus out to the scene to handle whatever type of call it is. So, in fact, we've had our four-wheel drive Type 3 engine in service for the last couple of days because of the rains and because of the problems with the roads. And, you know, it's easier to maneuver that vehicle. It has a shorter wheelbase. And we can really go to a lot of other places than get into without the bigger apparatus.
Do you look for four-wheel drives? I know that, you know, the rigs you guys will drive.
Yeah, the
four-wheel, but
the command vehicles.
It's kind of tough to load everybody up.
Right, yeah, those
go
are
charging
not,
in.
Yeah.
Are there four-wheel drive fire trucks?
Yeah, there absolutely are. Particularly, you'll see them in snow areas, you know, the Tahoe area. They're all four-wheel drive apparatus. But we only have one in this area. For the most part, our what we call our Type 1 engines, our bigger engines, can get around everywhere, but there are a few narrower spots up in the hills and Elk River that we do need the four-wheel drive at times. We do respond out on some logging roads, and having that four-wheel drive engine that's capable of doing everything the big apparatus are is a real advantage for us.
KINS News and Information Time is 3:19. We'll be back with more from Ken Woods.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ken Woods. Ken, are you seeing much activity in the drug or the medical aid or medical response part of the department's responsibilities in the last couple weeks? I mean, we hear about it during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
But is it coming to fruition, or is it one of those more urban myth kind of things?
No, it's definitely always steady for us on the drug medical side. I think what we do see more of a lot of times, particularly around the holidays, from Thanksgiving to kind of New Year's, is the suicide aspect of that and overdoses that are another component of that. And there's more prevalence of, I think, people that are depressed that, you know, the holidays brings out, that they're not with family or other things that are going on. And a lot of times they turn to the alcohol, they turn to the drugs, and there's, we just see more of those suicide type calls out there.
Intentional? I would.
Yeah.
Versus they the are, accidental.
Yeah, they are intentional. Of course, a lot of times they're the cry for help, you know, but they're attempts and to varying degrees. But there's a higher preponderance of them this time of year.
A lot of those folks, when you guys get out there,
mm-hmm.
are they individuals that you guys have seen before, so that they're kind of a known quantity, but nobody yeah. has stepped into the void rather than the one time screw it.
Right.
And
they are a lot of times those same individuals that we've been out on that have, you know, sometimes they're chronic medical problems that we go continually on a regular basis. And, you know, they end up getting transported to the hospital and they have long-term medical issues sometimes. But, there's a number of them on a regular basis. And we are constantly running on those types of medical calls in the community, the drug-related, alcohol-related. And they're very, very prevalent, and they take a lot of our operational time and effort.
So where's County Mental Health?
We are the first responders. We're the ones that deal with those individuals when they call for help. They call 911, and we're the ones that show up. The county mental health is downstream. But again, we're going to be the ones that get initially called and have to respond out there and try our best to help these individuals. And then they would go to the hospital, and we're, in fact, looking at other ways of directing patients, community paramedics, for instance. You know, if someone is having a mental issue, for instance, and it's not medical, then how can we get them, instead of going to the hospital, to the type of facility that will best help them out, and just avoiding an extra step in that process.
So you guys, if I would think, you know, this is outside obviously looking in, is that if you have three or four visits to the same location that mm-hmm. are medical related.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to follow up
mm-hmm.
and call DHHS and say, mm-hmm. hey, what are you people doing?
Yeah.
Rather than continuing to deal with a situation or possibly right. endangering your people.
Yeah.
For the third or fourth or the fifth visit.
Right. And a lot of times we're calling Adult Protective Services, particularly where we have individuals that are not capable of caring for themselves, and they'll call us on a regular basis just to help them get off the floor or help them get back in bed, that type of thing. And, you know, those are not emergency calls, and they take our crews away from being able to respond to emergency calls. And we do go out, we help those individuals, but they need a higher level of care on a consistent basis. And we pass those on. Again, Adult Protective Services is an agency we contact quite a bit. And, you know, we are looking to them to assist these people beyond what we're doing and to get them the kind of help that's going to be able to allow them or someone to care for them.
Kind of a pre-event.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the event, we've already been there a number of times, you know.
Any idea, gut, intuition, whatever you want to say, how many folks in the year? Are you talking tens or are you talking hundreds?
No, we're talking hundreds. You know, our calls for service, which are those kind of help someone off the floor, are increasing rapidly. It's not uncommon to run 3 to 5 of those types of calls every single day.
Really?
Absolutely.
2,000 calls a year on that?
Yeah, they are increasing very rapidly. And, you know, sometimes a number of those will go to a same address 3-4 times in a couple day span. So the individual may be on the floor, you know, we help them up, but we decide, yeah, they need some medical attention. They go to the hospital returns them back home, and we're back in that cycle again. And until there is a further level of support for those people, we're continuing to see this occur over and over again.
There's really nothing you can drive a stake on, but is there an opportunity for somebody representing law enforcement or public safety to jump in and say, hey, come on, gang.
Right.
Let's do something here.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a huge concern for us, and that's why we're looking at how we can expand and make some partnerships with some of these agencies out there, for instance, County Health, and how can we, again, circumvent that emergency room process where we can get people to where they need the help. That's really part of the goal of the whole affordable health care issue, and you're seeing community paramedic programs pop up around the state on a trial basis. We're very interested in it. I've talked to departments primarily in Texas that are doing that, and it's been very successful, and they're doing a great job.
So you just don't yell snake?
Yeah, no.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ken Woods. Ken, Z and Q both passed since last we had a chance to get together.
Exactly.
Certainly a sigh of relief.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, particularly for Q in the city.
Yeah, so you didn't have to worry about that. Now, Z is a little bit different because it's a first-timer.
Right.
And I would imagine there's going to be a lot more eyeballs,
yeah,
paying attention to how those dollars get spent.
Exactly.
Were you happy, not satisfied, but happy, with the configuration of the advisory group and kind of what they're looking for?
Right. We were pleased, and of course I'm the president of the County Chiefs Association, so representing the 41 fire departments in the county, we're pleased that we do have a seat at the table, that the fire service is represented, and Chief Brian Anderson from Redway will be our representative. But, you know, the jury's still out, and we've been pretty clear all along that the fire service is looking for 20% of these funds, and really to direct those to those fire departments out there that are volunteer, that are struggling every single day to respond to calls. And we want those funds to get them up to a very basic minimum level of safety equipment, the protective clothing that they wear, portable radios so that they can talk to each other and have basic communication, the self-contained breathing apparatus that we wear into a fire. So many agencies in this county don't have those basic tools, but they're still responding on calls. And again, they're volunteer agencies. They're giving of their time. They have other jobs, but they're doing this without the tools they need. And this money from Measure Z will get them up to a very basic minimum level to start with. But I was talking to a department, in fact, at a Chiefs meeting down in Southern Humboldt, Telegraph Ridge, and one of the firefighters was mentioning our newest engine is a 1964 Studebaker. It's just here in 2014, pretty amazing that we have fire departments that are responding to help people with equipment that is that old, that is unreliable, and yet these guys volunteer their time to help their community. And I think it's time that the voters want to see that money go to help those agencies. And the county now has an opportunity to see that and do that through this advisory committee and to allocate those funds that are really going to directly impact those communities and help them out.
I wouldn't imagine, even if it was considered, you wouldn't want anything for the major fire departments in the
area. No, I've made it clear that the larger organizations, you know, Humboldt Bay Fire is the biggest local government fire department in the county. And no, we've said all along, we think that money should be directed to the little guys. We give them our hand-me-downs when we have the opportunity to do that. But again, there are hand-me-downs. We've already used them, whether it's our turnouts, whether it's some of our equipment. And we've gotten our use out of it, and we can't use it anymore. But these guys still accept it because they have nothing. So I am very committed to helping those small agencies and seeing that they get that very, very basic level of protection that they need to do their job.
As you think about how those dollars would be spent, are you hoping that it's going to be for things that have a long life? I mean, you mentioned the radios and some of that kind of stuff, rather than the gasoline and some of the consumables.
Yeah, I do. I think it is, you know, those basic equipment needs that when you buy a set of turnouts, which is the protecting clothing a firefighter wears that costs in the neighborhood of $2,000, you know, those agencies, some of them are using turnout gear from the 70s and 80s. So there's a long-term life that they get out of those, and being able now to give them gear that is modern, up-to-date, protects the people, they'll take good advantage over that for a number of years.
I would imagine they have ways to be able to leverage those dollars a little bit too.
They do, absolutely. You know, but I think it's important that when the polling went on for Measure Z, it was very clear that the community supported the fire service and that they wanted to see those funds go to fire. And I think the message needs to continue to be shouted from the mountaintops that those dollars should go to the first responders, to the boots on the ground, the ones when you call 911, they're the ones that show up to help you out, to help you in that emergency situation.
I would imagine you probably wouldn't have too much problem with probation getting a couple of bucks too.
No.
I'm just thinking of the arson guys. You know, let's keep track of where they are.
You know, that is part of the process. We are, you know, we work with law enforcement every day, and we're supportive of them, and we know and understand their needs. But we're all of us are responding to the same types of calls, and I think it's time that the fire service now be included in these funds that are, again, going to directly benefit the citizens of the county. And we want to see that happen, and we want to do whatever we can to make sure that the county follows through on that, and that we get that equipment to the right places.
KINS, News and Information, Times 341. We'll be back with more from Ken Woods.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ken Woods. 2014, a good year?
Busy year, very busy. You know, not just locally again, as I mentioned, the number of medical calls we respond to is always increasing, the number of service calls, public assists, those types of things. But it was a very busy fire year. That the departments in the county supported CAL FIRE as they were out all over the state fighting. Of course, everyone knows that not only the number of wildfires, but the sheer size of a number of them. And we backfill those stations so that those CAL FIRE engines can go out. So everybody was very active and very involved this year. And we'll see what happens next year as the fire season comes upon us again. You know, we're seeing some rain now.
A couple more storms, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's busy.
It might be more triage and medical aid.
It could be. It could well be.
Yeah.
Right.
The holidays are with us. You know, that's kind of the normal rah-rah this time of the year.
It is.
Are you seeing anything that is getting your attention that has some concern?
You know, though the holiday, we always are concerned with the Christmas trees, and particularly with a drought year, the trees are drier, and people are putting those trees in their homes. So we want people to be extra careful around them. A Christmas tree, any flame, you know, those things just go up like explosive. So we want people to be careful with their trees. Get them out of their house as soon as they're finished with them. Get them disposed of properly. The other thing is, with the storms and the amount of water we have, there are the electrical issues, and people need to make sure that their gutters are clear so that the water isn't running down their sidewalls and into their electrical panels and into electrical lighting and things like that. And that's a concern. I know we had a crew go out last night for just water that had filled up an outside light. you know, a porch light. And because gutters are clogged and the water's running where it's not supposed to be running, and it leads to other issues. You know, you short out your lights and there's fire in the wall. The next thing you have a full-blown structure fire. So we just want people, you know, to do those maintenance things, be particularly aware of them, particularly with the number of stores we had lately.
Kind of pay attention to what's going on outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bit. Yeah. So you're going to be driving the big boy fire truck tomorrow night?
Not me. No, we're going to have...
Are you guys going to be out there?
Yeah, we're going to have our tiller truck leading the parade. Our on-duty crew will be driving, so if they happen to get a call and break off and disappear from the parade, you'll know why. But yeah, we're excited. The guys are excited to have the tiller leading the parade. Then we're going to have another piece of apparatus as well, bringing up the rear. It's always a fun time for the crews, and our firefighters, their families are out, and it's a lot of fun.
So you and Denise going to be out there?
I will. She will not. She's down in Liberia. But
good. Well, okay. Yeah. I'll buy you a hot dog then.
Okay.
As we're wandering around the parking lot. Now you're not going to be at the Hubbard Station up on the deck.
Well, depends
doing
on
the
weather.
Royal
I might have
thing,
to be. I might have to be up there.
Oh.
Directing the troops if the weather is such that it requires.
Then there may be a water
there.
Balloon battle to break out, buddy.
Well, I think my hoses are a little bigger than yours. So.
Yeah, but my aim's better than yours.
Okay, we'll see. We shall see.
Is New Year's throwing any special concerns at you because it's a Thursday night and there'll be the 4-day weekend?
Yeah, not really. We anticipate, you know, the number of people that are going to be out maybe enjoying themselves for a few more extra days and extra nights. So that's something we'll just deal with as it comes along. You know, we don't put extra units on the street or anything like that. So, but we're always aware that, you know, we may get more vehicle accidents. And again, if the weather's bad, that then compounds the problem.
I haven't even looked. Is it supposed to next 2 weeks?
I am not sure. I don't know.
Huh. Probably should have.
Yeah. Well, you'd be the first to know, right?
Yeah. Well, in theory, yeah, I should have, like, maybe spent a moment or two thinking about this show.
It's a first for everything.
Are you guys involved in any of these rash of break-in?
Yeah, we haven't been. No, we haven't.
They're not leaving any fire.
No,
any fires,
we haven't
any
seen
kind of
anything
stuff,
related to those at all. Yeah, the cops have been busy, but we haven't been involved in those.
Well, stay out of the woods, okay?
I'll work on it. Thanks.
There's about three levels or four levels of definition.
That you can
on
bring
that.
That yeah. Well, I haven't never heard that one before.
Yeah. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Ken Woods. Join us Monday afternoon for more talk shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. Hope to see you on the route tomorrow night.
Sounds good.